This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So our very own J.P. Finlay, John Paul Finley, Jorge Posada Finley, Jasper Parnevik Finley.
Oh, that's a golf reference.
Thank you. James Pierce Finley.
Okay. Juan Pierre?
Juan Pierre Finley. Tweeted, shout out J.P., the following. Commanders announced 6 training camp days for fans. Open practices for all fans on July 27th, 29th, August 2nd. Season ticket members on July 28th, July 31st, and August 4th. So, I love the Harris Ownership Group, okay? I do. I am a rational, reasonable human being. Because I'm a sentient human being, I get how much better this is than before. They are awesome. I love this. I don't know if this is a Josh Harris, Mitch Rales thing. I don't know if this is a Dan Quinn thing. I don't know if it's an Adam Peters thing. I don't know if it's a PR thing. I don't know who to be mad at. But to this, I say boo. I say boo to this. I wish there were more days. I understand that season ticket holders, and they're trying to encourage season tickets. They're a business, and I get what they're doing. I get that the season ticket holders, Tobes, have 6 different practices they can go to. My view on this, and I know it's not easy. That doesn't mean we shouldn't be doing something. To me, you need more. You are still in a friend-raising phase. You're still in a building phase with this fan base. Last year was awesome. I had fun, too. I want to have more fun. I love you guys. You're doing so much right. This, to me, is a miss. And again, I don't know who to blame, so I don't want to speak out of school and say, Harris is being selfish. I have no idea if it's his call or not. I don't know where the buck stops with open practices. It may be a Dan Quinn thing. I don't know. I want more. They're on the low end of where pro teams, or where the NFL teams rather, have in terms of access in those deals. And for fans, that's a big deal, especially for folks that can't necessarily afford or are able to, you know, throw money in the coffers to go to all the games.
Yeah, I mean, you hear so many people, fans that'll call in, especially when Doc or B-Mitch is on and they're talking about, hey, I saw you up in Carlisle, or I saw you playing at training camp and I got to talk to you and I got an autograph or whatever it may be. I interacted with you, and I get that they're not going anywhere. They're just in Ashburn. Maybe this is different if they're down in Richmond again or if they're going somewhere else, wherever it may be. But I feel like from my time going down to spring training and seeing this with the Nationals and having been able to cover a couple of training camps, you see the difference in the players from regular season to preseason to training camp and spring training and being able to have the interactions. And it's so meaningful because for so many people, just speaking for myself, I never went to training camp growing up, and being a fan of the team and watching, they seem larger than life. Right, they seem like people that you could never have the opportunity to meet, and they're the coolest thing ever. And having the ability to see them in an environment where they're humanized, where it feels like you can personally interact, even if you never talk to the guy. right? Even if you never shake Jaden Daniels' hand, if you went to training camp and he's walking by and he high-fives someone 30 feet away from you, it feels like he's more personal to you than he ever was before. And I think that's missing. And maybe it's just they don't love the setup with where they're at in Ashburn. And I think it can be a little bit of a nuisance with the fans there and the way that everything works. But they need to figure it out, in my opinion, that you open more than just the three practices to the general public. Because you're right. I mean, season ticket holders, they can go to those three practices as well as the three that are exclusively for the season ticket holders. But it feels like there needs to be more open, because I know immediately people are like, well, they don't, you know, they want to be able to have practices without people there, so they're not giving away stuff. And there's plenty of time for that, Danny. There's other teams that have more. And do you think that those teams are worse because they have fans at the practices? Absolutely not. There are ways that you can go about this. And it's not as if they're on July 27th putting in the most complex play you've ever seen that's going to somehow win them a game against Dallas in week 15. That's not what's happening. So I don't love this. I don't. I understand the reasoning and I get why, but I think it should be going the other way where you should be finding ways. And once the preseason games start and you're getting closer to the end, maybe it's a little bit different. You close up shop, but at the beginning of training camp, come let the fans interact and see that, have that personal connection with the team that you're not able to have otherwise.
Yeah. I mean, some of my favorite memories are, you know, as a kid going with my dad he took a day off and we'd go do it. Or when I'm in my 20s, I could take a day off and do it myself. And I'm sitting there like staring at LeVar Arrington being like, oh, my God, like this is incredible. I saw you jump over the line of scrimmage. And there's Champ Bailey, who played, you know, both ways at Georgia. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Those are incredible things. And that's worth a lot of that devotion. So I want you, Washington, to be among the league leaders just by quick Google search. Cincinnati's got 8 open practices to the public. New Orleans has 9. There you go. Be among those. Be among those. Do too much and then go, you know what? We don't need 9. We can get by with 7. And again, I understand you're trying to incentivize season tickets. I know where the business is. I have my head eyes wide open here. If you want to say we're going to do 5 plus the season ticket thing, so for people that are doing what we'd like them to do customer behavior-wise, you can have as many as 8. Okay. I understand that. But to me, down there at 3, I think is a missed opportunity. I think this is a self-own, an own goal, whatever the you hip kids say on the interwebs when you're talking to each other and your TikToks. That's what this is to me. This is an area where I fundamentally disagree with them. Is it a huge deal? I don't know if it's a huge deal, but it's a deal to me. Because like this is one of those, you guys in with the ownership group, if you can hear me, you probably can't, but if you can, you're obviously so smart. You're obviously so with it. You obviously are doing right by people on a daily basis, and it oozes out of the organization. I happen to know a couple of folks that aren't in football ops that work in the org, and they're like, it's like you want to go to work. People are happy. You guys are doing that, and you're doing an amazing job, and we are forever indebted to you for ridding us of that tyrant and being stable, competent, smart, friendly, well-meaning ownership, right? Even if that means that you guys are looking to make money. We're all adults. We can figure that out. We get that, right? This, to me, is a miss. This, to me, is an easily fixable miss. It's going to require a lot of effort from people.
But this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Just not their paradigm right now. Again, I don't know who to blame, but this needs to be one of those times. If the football ops folks, and I know winning is the priority, and a lot of people will roll their eyes and be like, you won't care when they win. To a degree, this is one of those things, to your point. If you're worried about, you know, intel leaking out, if you're worried about somebody capturing something, tweeting something, whatever, then take a step. Then move towards certain things. You can decide those 4 or 5 days that are open to the public, that's not install time. We're going to do the install, the afternoon walkthrough when nobody's around, right? We're going to make sure there's no drones, make sure nobody's got a cell phone, nobody's got any kind of those little old flips that used to be video cameras that people were using for a while that now have kind of gone out of style. I have one, but it doesn't charge anymore, and it's a bummer because I actually really liked the video quality on it. It was super easy. It just plugged in a USB to your computer. You could upload footage in like a matter of minutes, and now like it won't charge anymore. It's like I'm not going to get it fixed because what's the point of that? Because nobody uses them. You got a cell phone. Point of the dude's story is you can keep your secrets and still have more of these things. It just requires planning and effort, and I think it's a miss. And, you know, is it enough to change my opinion of ownership? No. Is it enough to say these guys aren't doing a good job? Not at all. Is it enough to turn on Dan Quinn or whoever? Of course not. But it's one of those things where I can't let you not do something because it might be a little bit harder or because it might not be your proclivity. This is fan service. And I think that's something that needs to be always at the forefront, always at your core.
I didn't realize how cool it was, Danny, because I didn't grow up going to training camps. The first one I went to was, I think, 2 or 3 years ago when one of the first times I went covering training camp, and I went to one of the days as a fan with my buddy, and it was so eye-opening. Like 2 years ago was the first time I went down to spring training, and seeing those sorts of environments is just so different. So if you're a fan and you've never been, you don't even have as much of an opportunity to go. And if you're a fan and you've gone, I'm sure you have the same connection that we talked about where it's just a totally different experience. No, you're not watching real football, quote unquote, but it's your guys. It's the guys that you root for. It's the guys that you care about. And it just makes them feel more personable to you. And one of the things that I think is really cool that they're doing this year is they're going to have the Ravens in town for joint practices.
Yes.
That's going to be on August 21st, it looks like, according to the Ravens website. That isn't open, and I can understand that one to an extent. That's later on and all that stuff. But still, like those sorts of opportunities to see Lamar Jackson and Jaden Daniels on the field together. Danny, I got tickets to go watch that game last year. I had to buy them before the season because me and my buddies, I had some Ravens fans who were going out to Baltimore to watch the game together. That was like the most sought-after ticket to that point in the NFL season. Lamar versus Jaden. You could watch that and those two guys on the same football field for free, just chilling out in Ashburn, sitting in some bleachers, but it's not open. That's just easy stuff that I think you're missing a little bit, and it's not like people aren't going to be fans because of this. It's not like they're not going to buy jerseys because of this. It's just an easy win to make it a little bit more personable to me. I maybe they don't care about that. Maybe they don't. But I think it's a little bit of a miss here for this. And generally, they've hit home runs with everything, but I think this one's a little bit of a miss.
Yeah, Denver's got 13 open practices. You know, I don't know, man. I just, if you're middle of the pack, I wouldn't think twice about it. Like, that's among the fewest in the NFL. Are you okay with that? 800-636-1067. I think we can dispense with the, do you like the Harris ownership group or not? Right? I think everybody's on board. Yes, right? We're good. The balance sheet is so overwhelmingly positive. The team is overwhelmingly going in the right direction. Adam Peters is overwhelmingly popular. Dan Quinn also, correctly so. This is not to say, like, I'm angry fire somebody or I'm angry someone's got to be punished for this. No. This is just couldn't you do a little bit better here? Couldn't you do better by your fans here? And I think it's so close. I think if they had five open to the public plus the three season ticket ones, I wouldn't bat an eye. I'd go, yeah, I could use another date or two, but whatever. But when you start going around the league, and I literally just Googled it for 2 seconds, and I just found a couple that I know have a lot more. And I'm like, maybe you could have gotten away with it in the 80s when you're a juggernaut. And if you don't go to the NFC title game, fans went, ah, that's fine. We're going next year. And you did. We need to win some people back, man. The name changed. Well, we're fighting an uphill climb, you know?
And that's an interesting point, too, in that I grew up in a time frame when none of my friends were fans of this team. Redskins, football team, yeah. Commanders. Nobody was fans of this team. So you could get people my age and younger to come be back fans of this team that live in the area that maybe you're just football fans. Because, by the way, that's something that is happening now that I think is crazy. You see it from time to time because people just care about fantasy football more and other things. Is they don't necessarily have a team as much as they just love a kind of NBA style fandom where they love players and you could get people on board just by doing these sorts of things. And I don't know. I mean, Jill says in the comments here on YouTube that they were lucky to get tickets. This is the hardest training camp to get tickets this year. I don't like that.
Yeah, me neither.
Right? I just don't like that. And maybe they don't care. I wouldn't say that they don't. They've just done so well in everything else. It's just a little bit odd when so much of the stuff you would look at and say, that is positive for the fans. That is positive. They've done great. This is the one thing that I'd look at and say, I don't know if you're doing the best thing for the fans in this instance.
I think it's that simple. 800-636-1067. So we've all got our minimum baseline here, right? Where the ownership group is good. Adam Peters, good. Dan Quinn, good. Jaden Daniels, special and wonderful. You don't have to qualify it when you call us, okay? We all know that. And if you don't feel that way, I guess you could share that too. But on this specific thing, are they missing the boat? Is this a swing and a miss? 800-636-1067 is the phone number. 800-636-1067. Are you bummed that there are three dates for non-season ticket holders? This shouldn't be the kind of thing where somebody wants to go and can't. Life happens. I'm sure we'll get like the fan tough guy that says one of a couple things. I don't care about any of this. I just want them to win on Sunday. You're allowed to think that's fine. For a lot of us, it's a great touch point to build fandom with the team. Others will say you got to drop everything and go on one of those days. Okay, I suppose. But again, so someone with kids, like it, I don't. My schedule's not my own anymore. You know, I'm doing the best I can. So to me, it should like you should not have a circumstance where somebody would want to go, would try to go and can't. Like, yeah. That to me is inexcusable for a team in their position.
It's so expensive to go to a game.
Yeah.
It's one thing to come to a Nats game and you could maybe ride the Metro down here and then you could get tickets for probably $15. And if you just want to be careful and not eat a lot, maybe you spend $10, $15 on food. A day like today, I think they're doing $5 hot dogs and drinks and stuff. So you could come down here and make it a semi-affordable day. You can't do that at a Commanders game. You're spending $60, $70 on parking. If you want to take the Metro, you're walking a mile in and a mile back, and your cheapest ticket you're finding is well over $100 unless you're going to a preseason game. So it's just a big miss to me because some people aren't going to be able to get over to Landover to watch a game. This could be their opportunity to see the team, and they're not going to be able to because there's so few dates.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.